Our annual preview of the Oscar-nominated film scores began last week. There are five candidates for the award this year. We listened to two last week, and NPR's Andy Trudeau is back with another pair today. Welcome back, Andy.
Hi, Leanne.
First, let's recap all of the nominees for Best Original Score. There are five. Catch Me If You Can by John Williams, Far From Heaven by Elmer Bernstein, Frida by Elliot Goldenthal, The Hours by Philip Glass, and Road to Perdition by Thomas Newman. Now, last week we listened to two scores built around the idiosyncratic styles of two composers, Philip Glass and Thomas Newman. This week, we're going to talk about the movies Catch Me If You Can and Far From Heaven.
John Williams and Elmer Bernstein, two names from the Film Music Hall of Fame, still working. They've both been busy for more than 50 years. Their first scores date to the 1950s, which gives you an idea. They're both very classically based composers. They've both written for the concert hall, and they both dip regularly into American folk music, American jazz, for some of their effects and sources. And interestingly, both films are period pieces. They're meant to recreate an earlier era, the 1950s and 1960s. For Williams, this was another chance to collaborate with Steven Spielberg, and indirectly, I suspect he decided that this was the score he really wanted to do. At almost the same time, he was supposed to be scoring Harry Potter 2. They wound up bringing in another composer to work with Williams' themes for Harry Potter, and the attention to detail that you'll hear on the Catch Me If You Can score, I think, speaks to how important this score was for him. Williams uses a kind of a cool jazz style to establish the time and the place and the mood. And I'm using cool, I think, as a listener would understand it, not necessarily as a jazz aficionado would define it. In this opening cue, I think you're going to get both the jazzy feel and the edgy tone that he puts into this. And the saxophone's going to play a theme that's important. You're going to hear some jazz vocabulary, some shh on the percussion, and even finger snaps, shades of West Side Story. So this is the opening music to Catch Me If You Can by John Williams. There's also a chase theme in the music score that's important to this film. And in this cue we're going to hear next, Williams mixes, in a way, where he's at now with, I think, an older style of his own. He draws upon minimalism in a way, and we're going to hear a string pattern that lays a foundation for the music, and on top of which, he's going to put his chase music, which I suspect that even if you hadn't heard too many Williams scores, you're going to recognize it as John Williams. It's just got a wonderful rhythmic feel that's pure John Williams. There's a darker theme that emerges from this score, too, that reflects one of the characters' relationship with his father. This is the way that film music really amplifies and enhances the message that's being delivered in the dialogue and in the visuals. There's just no doubt that listening to this, you can tell that this is a very troubled relationship. Thank you. wanted to pull out one more section from the score that, to my ears, is just pure classic John Williams. Even when he's got to deal with the mood of the film and is, I think, drawing upon some new sources for some of his sounds, there's going to be moments where he's just going to fall back on that classic style. And if you remember the film Jaws, the sequences where they're in the boat and chasing after the shark, which is pulling the barrels behind it. It was just a wonderfully open, vigorous kind of music, and this whole section here just speaks of that. Just pure John Williams. Building the way he does, just layering it in. Piano runs. And he's going to build to a grand climax.
We've been listening to music by John Williams for the film Catch Me If You Can. It's another collaboration between Williams and director Steven Spielberg, and one of the five scores nominated for this year's Oscar as Best Original Score. And also on that list, Andy, we have music for Far From Heaven from a very familiar name in film music, Elmer Bernstein.
Familiar in film music, but not to us, in that this is the first Oscar-nominated score of his that we've had. In a way, I think it underscores the fact that Bernstein, who was really dominant in the 1960s, I remember I was getting into film music collecting then, and Magnificent Seven, To Kill a Mockingbird, these were just wonderful scores to have and to enjoy. Then he fell out. He kept working. He never really stopped working, but he just wasn't getting the kind of assignments that brought him attention. And it's great to have him here and be able to talk about him. And it's interesting, too, that the year 2002 was a real year of ups and downs for him. He had written a score for Martin Scorsese's film, Gangs of New York. Mm-hmm. Phone rings, he picks it up, it's Scorsese who says, well, I've decided to dump your score.
Oh.
Well, Bernstein has gone through this before, and I think all the great composers, even John Williams, has had scores thrown out. Then the phone rings again at another point, and it's a director he hasn't worked with, a fellow named Todd Haynes, who really wants him for this film, and it turns out to be a perfect match. Haynes is making a relationship film reflecting on the values of the 1950s, and he's using a 50s film vocabulary. And for his score, he doesn't want to get some young whippersnapper who can imitate the 1950s. He wants a composer who can look at the film, react to it, but do so in an honest 1950s way. Elmer Bernstein, perfect choice. Bernstein described this as a happy marriage. He really said it's one of the few times he's been able to write what he calls emotionally honest music. And right from the start, the piano is a critical factor in this score, and he writes one of his most beautiful, poignant themes at the beginning of the film. This is a score that makes its points in small ways. This is really, you can just feel the amount of detail and the attention to little effects that he did in this score. I said it last week and I'll say it again. I used to tell folks you had to listen carefully to a score because it was dense and complicated. Here, you've got to listen carefully because little things are happening that have an importance. This is a sequence. It starts with a characteristic Bernstein sort of swagger theme for piano and bassoon. We're going to hear the strings come in with a wonderful little blues twist to the end of their phrase, and then a typical Bernstein ensemble to take us out. When the ensemble comes in, notice how clear those musical lines are. This is just exquisite writing. Got that Bernstein swagger. Listen to the end of the string phrase. Just a little touch. Mm-hmm. Bernstein makes a real effort to build his sounds carefully in this score. The sequence we'll hear starts with an oboe doing a plaintive tune. Then there's going to be just a burst of pure Bernstein Americana. Then he's going to little string dance, add in the winds, add in the brass, add in the flutes. It's just a wonderful effect. Our Americana, classic Elmer Bernstein. Strings, stately little dance. Adds in the winds. Puts in the brass. And flutes. Just all so delicately textured. There's just no instrument that could be taken out of that mix and it would fall apart. It's just so well put together that way. There's another reason Bernstein loved doing this film. It allowed him to reconnect with a pianist he likes to work with a lot named Cynthia Millar. And he really says it helps him writing when he knows he has a particular instrumentalist that he's writing for. So he had the piano open the film. He has it end it, and since he was doing this in an honest 1950s way, as you know, no 1950s film ended without some big sound in the orchestra.
And this is a very melodramatic film in many ways.
Right. And we're going to hear a kind of classic 1950s closure to this film. Brings the piano in to end it. Very romantic.
You can almost see, you know, black and white and the credits rolling, you know?
Yes.
Lovely. Music written by Elmer Bernstein for the Todd Haynes film Far From Heaven. It's one of five scores nominated this year in the category of Best Original Score, and we're discussing these scores with Andy Trudeau. Before that, we heard selections from Catch Me If You Can, music by John Williams. Four down, one left. What do we hear next week?
It's going to be music by Elliot Goldenthal for Julie Taymor's film Frida.
And we'll also get your vote for the Oscar. You did pretty well last year and the year before, so we'll see if you got a three-peat going.
We'll go for it.
Andy Trudeau is a producer for NPR programming. Thanks a lot, Andy.
My pleasure, Leanne.
For more on the Oscar-nominated film scores, go to our website, npr.org.